Nonsense and Melody with Gil and Demling. How do you like Paris? It's a great city, huh?
It's the city of wine, women, and song. And I haven't heard a quartet since I got here. Well, I saw a guy last night, Willie, who was so tight he was trying to sell the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah?
That murders me. I don't know why.
Well, what's so funny about a guy trying to sell the Eiffel Tower?
I bought it.
Pass the brass knuckles. Say, we'd better get back to the hotel.
All right, let's go. You lead the way, because I don't know, you know?
Well, to tell you the naked truth, I've forgotten where it is myself.
Well, wait a minute. Here comes a Frenchman. I'll ask him.
Do you speak French?
No, but I can catch on from the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Pardonnez-moi, monsieur. J'ai quitté mon hôtel et maintenant je ne sais pas où les trouver encore. Où est le hôtel embassy?
Let's look for it together. I don't speak French either.
Mimi, you funny little good-for-nothing Mimi. Am I the guy, Mimi? You sunny little honey of a Mimi, I'm aiming high, Mimi. You got me sad and dreamy, you could free me if you'd see me, Mimi. You know I'd like to have a little son of a Mimi by and by. Mimi, you funny little good for nothing Mimi, am I the guy, Mimi? You sunny little honey of a Mimi, I'm aiming high, Mimi. You've got me sad and dreamy, you could free me if you'd see me, Mimi. You know I'd like to have a little son of a Mimi by and by.
Now listen, will you please go away, Fifi, like a nice girl?
No, I will not leave my big American.
Must be my fatal beauty. Look, Fifi, you brought all this on yourself. You came right up and spoke to me.
Ah, oui, très bien. But you were winking at me, n'est-ce pas?
Winking? I had something in my eye.
Pardon?
I say I had something in my eye.
Oh, la, la. You are telling me?
Hi there, Gil. Having fun?
Haven't had so much fun since Father petted the polecat. Tom, by the way, this is Fifi, one of America's debts to France.
Hello, Tommy.
Listen, you stay here with Fifi while I go look under the tables for Demling, will you?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Jean's waiting for me now.
That's all right. I'll tell Jean all about it. Now, you keep everything under control.
Hey,
huh?
Frank, oh, wait a minute.
No, Tommy. You like Fifi, you know?
Oh, well, sure, but...
You're so very nice. You know something? I could squeeze you and love you and squeeze you.
Say, wait a minute, lady. Are you a chiropractor?
What is this chiropractor?
Oh, you know, he fixes you up by massaging you and then twists all the bones around.
Ah, ma vie. I comprends. He is this man who gets paid for doing what most men get slapped for, huh?
Yeah, that's it, all right.
You know, Tommy, I could love a man like that. Tell me something. Are you this chiropractor?
Oh, no. None of that caveman stuff for me. I like the old-fashioned love.
Oh, old-fashioned love. You come with me. I introduce you to my grandmama.
Well, not quite that old-fashioned.
You know something, Tommy? Could you tell me maybe where Fifi could get a job?
Oh, so you're one of the army of the unemployed, huh, Fifi?
Oh, oui. But you know something? I have a big idea to solve this unemployment.
You have, huh? What is it?
Well, you put all the women on one island, and you put all the men on another island, and ma foi, the unemployment she is solved, no?
Well, what would they all be doing?
Cherry, building boats.
Well, that's not a bad idea at that. Well, I'll try and find you a job if I can.
Oh, damn me for that. I give you one big kiss.
Oh, no, no, Fifi. Now, wait a minute, please.
Oh, come here,
Fifi,
darling.
No. No.
Are you like that, huh?
Very good, I'd say.
Oh, Jean, darling, let me explain.
Never mind the explanation. There's so much lipstick on you, you look like a stoplight. I never want to see you again.
Oh, Jean.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, nuts.
Where is Jean?
I don't know. Why?
Look, I've got to see her right away. Tom will be late for his date with her. You see, I left him talking to Fifi, a little French girl I met.
Sort of brushing up on his French, huh?
Something like
well,
that.
Well, let it wait. I want to promenade along les rues and boulevardes avec vous.
Well, flicking the frog legs out of that, you mean you want to see Paris?
Yeah, let's go window shopping, huh?
What was the crack?
I said, let's go window shopping.
What for? Nobody goes to bed this early in the day.
You have me there. Well, let's go for a stroll.
All right.
Hey, look, there's a nice shop.
Yeah.
It says, ladies ready to wear clothes.
Mm-hmm. And from what I've seen lately, it's about time. Come on, I want to buy some Theodores to send back home to my girl. Let's go.
You want some what?
Theodores.
Oh, I get it. That's long for Teddy's.
Uh-huh. She likes them long.
I see.
Uh-huh.
Well, you won't get me in any lingerie shop.
Not at all.
Let's go to the Louvre, huh?
I just went. You go ahead. Google.
You went to the Louvre?
Yeah.
Did you see any French masterpieces?
Yes, but they were all with their husbands.
That's my mistake.
Artistic?
In a rumble seat.
My apologies.
Accepted.
Thank you.
Not at all.
Do you mind if I carve my initials in your forehead?
Go right ahead.
I will.
Say, while you were at the Louvre,
yeah.
did you see Empress Josephine's cedar chest?
Uh-huh.
I suppose you know the Empress had a cedar chest.
Never mind me. Did Napoleon know it? That's
maybe
name.
I shouldn't have given your tiny wit so much to wrestle with.
Oh, Willie, look, there's a big bar over there.
Good.
And if we're going to see Paris, we might just as well see a double.
Fine, fine. Will the drinks be on you?
Not unless you spill them on me. Come on, let's go in and see what's happening.
Okay.
My goodness. Nice place, too. Waiters and everything,
yeah,
huh?
Waitresses, too.
Bonjour, monsieur. Je vous prie, monsieur.
Who wears a brassiere? Did you hear that, Deming?
Now, take it easy. Take it easy. She just said, what's your pleasure?
Look, I didn't come in here to talk shop. I want a drink.
Two martinis, please.
Oui, monsieur. Oui, monsieur.
And waitress, bring us a pint of gasoline, too, while you're
gasoline?
Yeah.
What in the world do you want with gasoline?
Well, I want to be sure the cocktails taste like the stuff we get back home.
I'm crazy, but you're all right.
Hey, there's one of the boys from the shop over there.
Yeah.
Hi, Fred. Hello, Fred. How'd you get home last night? Oh, just lay there, I see. Mm-hmm. Drop over to the hotel and see us. We've got the fire escape to room 10. Come on over.
Friend of yours, is he?
What's that?
I say, is he a friend of yours?
Never saw him before in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Willie, we better go. We've got to find Gene and square Tom for missing the date. What excuse shall I give?
Well, you might say he was run over by a beer truck.
Yeah, and for the first time in his life, the drinks were on him.
Do you mind if I join you?
Gene.
Well, Gene, just the girl I'm looking for. Listen, Tom won't keep his date with you because he just got run over by a beer truck. And for the first time in his life, I...
Was the truck named Fifi?
Fifi. Uh-huh. Then you... Listen, Gene, it isn't Tom's fault.
Never mind that. Tom and I are through.
Oh, but you can't mean that, Gene. You know you love him.
Of course I love him.
Now listen, Gene.
No, Frank. You listen. It cost me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got. It's my man. Cold and wet, tired, you bet. But all that I soon forget with my man. He's not much for looks, and no hero out of books is my man. Two or three girls has he that he likes as well as me, but I love him. I don't know why I should. He isn't good. He isn't true. He hurts me too. What can I do? Oh, my man, I love him so. He'll never know. All my life is just despair. I don't care. When he takes me in his arms, the world is bright, all bright. What's the difference if I say I'll go away when I know I'll come back on my knees someday? For whatever my man is, I am his forever.
Frank, you sure fixed things up swell.
I couldn't help it. Anyway, there's plenty of time to square it up before we leave France.
Boy, have you got worries. Well, with both ladies on your hands, what are you going to do?
It's what they're going to do that has me worried. Listen, I'll have so many wrinkles, I'll look like an accordion.
Some dandy fun, huh, Gil?
Is there a doctor in the house, Demling?
Thank you.